Reading for April 23rd, entitled, Learning from Christ. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that, according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. We had a very precious season of prayer in our little tent at the Fresno, California camp meeting this morning. I felt my soul drawn out in earnest prayer for you, her husband, James White, and for myself. The dear Savior seemed very near and very gracious, full of mercy and love. I feel like serving him with my undivided affection. Divine power must be combined with human effort, or this terrible paralysis of indifference, this death-like sluggishness, will never be broken from the souls of those in darkness and error. Jesus is our strength. He is our righteousness. We must pray more and exercise faith continually. I feel the necessity of drawing nearer and closer to Jesus. I see I must labor to the point to keep my mind ascending to God continually if I would maintain the victory over Satan's temptations. Oh, I have been shown how he exalts when we are overcome and the spirit of impatience and fault-finding is indulged. He is in an exultation of triumph, for he knows that this grieves the Spirit of God and separates us from our strength. Our words must be faultless, our spirit patient and kind, forbearing, long-suffering, and we manifesting by our words and actions that we have learned of Jesus and are still learning in the school of Christ. We are, dear husband, building for eternity. God is rich in strength and power, and we may have his shining countenance beaming upon us and we reflecting the light to others. God will not excuse us in sin who have had so great light. We have not one atom of righteousness of our own to stand upon. All we have ever done is because Jesus has given us his strength and his power, not because there was any inherent goodness or wisdom or righteousness in us. We are sinful and weak and imperfect, and we must feel this strongly enough to reach up for a stronger help and holier power than we possess. Jesus' life is a perfect model. We must not build upon the sand. If we do, there will be a terrible down-tumbling by and by of our house. Ye are God's building. Let us show this in a harmonious character. Taken from Letter 25, dated April 23, 1880, to James White.